Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday announced another $135 million in aid for Palestinians. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking while on a visit to Doha in Qatar, Blinken has pressed Israel to allow more aid into the war-ravaged Palestinian territory.
We all know that it's not enough to provide funding. It's not even enough to get the assistance to the borders of Gaza. What's so critical is that the aid gets to the people who need it.
After Israeli forces killed top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in Gaza last week, but neither side has shown any sign of moderating its demands. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Lebanon donors conference in Paris on Thursday has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for the war-battered country. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more from the French capital.
Dans l'immédiat, c'est une aide massive qu'il faut apporter à la population libanaise.
Conference host, French President Emmanuel Macron, said families need shelter, children need nourishment and schooling, the wounded need care. Solutions must be found quickly, he said, especially to avoid further population displacements, which could create new divisions in the country. Acting Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati wanted more.
What we as Lebanese expect from the international community is the following: solidarity and ceasefire. Lebanon calls on the international community to come together and support efforts that will end the ongoing aggressions and enforce an immediate ceasefire.
The Paris meeting additionally aimed to find ways to support the Lebanese army and the UN peacekeeping mission in the country, which includes a large number of European troops. Both the army and the peacekeeping mission say they have come under attack by Israel. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA.